Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, Studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. Well, you might see him driving around town in a Jeep, and he had $400 stolen on PlayStation while he was asleep. It's Eddie. Let's go.
Yeah. Guys, I messed up. As the resident lifeguard of our show, I was needed at one moment, and I failed.
Somebody drowned?
No, close. But as a lifeguard, I figure it's just like any saving lives.
Okay.
Right? So we went to Utah, Bobby, me, and the crew to go do a too much access. And somewhere in there, Amy, Bobby did a running back drill where he ran through this like tube with a bunch of plastic things hitting him in the head. And he came out just grabbing his head, be like, ah, oh, that hurt, that hurt. Didn't think much of it.
It was in full pads at BYU. Mm-hmm. Ran through, hit me in the head. It hurt. Okay.
Didn't think much of it. Right. It's like, all right, Bobby's being a little pansy. No big deal. And then on
another day, right?
Hey, yeah. No big deal. Mm-hmm. And then on the way to the airport, Amy, he's just like, we're recording a podcast.
I forgot about this.
And he just, in the middle of the podcast, fell asleep.
I'm talking. I fall asleep talking. I've never had that happen to me before.
Like, Amy, he was like, and the Cowboys.
What?
Wild.
And all of us were like looking at each other being, oh, well, he fell asleep. Like, what do we do?
In the middle of talking.
And no big deal. I was like, all right, you know what? He's tired. Baby Bobby's tired. Let him sleep.
Boo, 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 boo.
He's tired. And then one of the guys goes like, huh, he was grabbing his head, you know, in the helmet. Like, maybe he had a little concussion.
I never thought about that.
And now,
so
I mean, who knows?
Can you wake him up immediately?
He didn't think about it then.
That's what I'm saying, Amy. As a resident lifeguard, I should have
let us all down.
Jumped into action. I should have woken him up. I should have done CPR, whatever.
It was the weirdest thing, Amy. I was talking like, oh, it was like somebody pulled the plug on me.
He's like, baseball season.
So have you talked to somebody about this?
I forgot about it until Eddie just brought it up.
Dude.
Well,
I've been thinking about it all weekend.
Okay. Well, now we know. So we need to Google it or something.
Well, maybe. I mean, you know
I wouldn't
what?
Google that.
But I don't think as a lifeguard you're supposed to know that.
Well, a lifeguard's like a fireman, though. You train in other ways.
Correct. Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, but you need to reach out to a doctor.
He falls asleep again.
Like, that's concerning. That's really weird.
It was weird because I just remember waking up and going, were we doing a podcast? And they were like, we thought you were kidding because I was talking and just, I think I'd just been running pretty hard.
I think really that's what it was.
Yeah.
But I felt bad, dude. I should have been there for
Thank you. You should have
been. Yeah, but even when you're running hard, talking in the middle of, or talking, you're doing a podcast and falling asleep in the middle of it, that's concerning to me.
I agree. Me too. But I'm going to move on.
You're good, man.
He's obsessed with teen moms Chelsea DeBoer. Can I say it?
DeBoer, that's fine.
Okay. Now he wants to go to the grand opening of her new store.
Nice.
Here he is. Lunchbox.
Oh, guys, I was the victim of a crime.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm at my house, and my in-laws just dropped by.
Oh, here we go. We're finally going to get to hear this.
Come on. Okay.
And here's the thing, guys. My in-laws don't live down the street.
That's not a crime.
It feels like a crime.
It feels like a crime.
Okay.
And it's not like they live down the street. They live one city over. They live in Texas. And we live in Tennessee.
And you didn't know they were coming?
No. So apparently they were visiting some friends in South Carolina and decided to drive on over.
That's hilarious.
And they showed up at the door and they knock. And my kids were super excited. My wife was super excited. And I was like, hey, surprise, surprise.
Did you think your wife kept it from you at first?
Well, that's my whole thing is, A, I think it's a little disrespectful for the drop-in. And B, did my wife know and just act like it was a drop-in?
Oh, interesting.
I can't tell.
Hmm. But your wife says no, she didn't
know. She's like, oh, I can't. What are you guys doing? I thought you guys were in South Carolina.
Is there a reason that you wouldn't want them to stop by so she had to play it?
No. Okay. Like, I don't really care. Like, if they want to come visit, cool. But it was just weird, the whole drop-by, like, surprise. I don't understand it. I don't
get
it.
Why did they call? Did they stay the night?
Oh, they're still here.
Oh, my God.
How much longer are they going to stay?
So it's a drop-by, like...
drop-by residency, like...
Oh, my God.
Like, I think they're leaving tomorrow or the next day, they
said. But it's probably awesome to have them there, because
that's not the point, though.
Yeah, it's cool.
A heads up, Amy, like a little heads up.
If you're going to come stay at the house, at least let me prepare the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they got to be out by Friday because we got more guests coming in.
Do they know that? Why do you keep tapping your watch that you're not wearing?
I'm just looking at my calendar.
Yeah, there's no calendar.
Yeah.
That's awesome, and I can see where you'd be annoyed too.
Yeah, it was a weird, I mean, that's a long drop by.
And they're still here.
Way out of your way.
Yeah. But they probably thought, this would be fun, it's a surprise.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Her credit card got stolen again. At least she didn't lose any money, so that's a win. Here's Amy.
Hey.
I have a way for Eddie to go sailing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what? You always want to go sailing.
Right? I want to go sail. I want to sail to the Caribbean. I want to maybe even go to, like, England. That'd be cool. Sail from here to England.
Okay, check your DMs because I met a listener from Florida, from Clearwater, Florida. Nice guy. Met his wife, too. Very lovely people. They adopted two kids.
Okay.
You know, you're a foster parent that adopted.
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel like you have a lot in common. And he said he DM'd me, and then he showed me a picture of this sailboat, and it was nice.
His sailboat?
I guess.
Okay.
He said, hey, I told Eddie I wanted to take him out on this, but he never replied to the DM. He goes, I know, it's probably kind of, you know, whatever, weird that I DM'd him. But I thought, hey, next time you're in Florida, you should hit this guy up because he is really nice and this sailboat looked legit.
Would you go sailing with some dude you never met?
Yeah, I think. Well, I'd have to spend some time. Let's like.
But I did. I already did.
You vetted him?
I spent about 5 minutes with him.
Maybe a little longer than 5 minutes.
But what are you going to do before you go on a sailboat?
Dinner.
Who has to pay?
I'll pay. Because, I mean, he's going to do the trip, right? So it's like an interview. Let me see if this guy's trustworthy. Let's see what he's like. If he's a little creepy in 2 hours, I'm not going.
Did you find the DM? Did you
can
look?
You go,
no, I've never.
Can you go into your DMs and just type in the word sailboat and see if it comes up?
Yeah, how do you do that?
Yeah, you can search your DMs.
Okay.
You know what he needs to do is have some dancing girls on the sailboat. Eddie would have seen it.
That's true.
That's TikTok.
That's in his algorithm. That's true, too. So you would go with some guy you don't know?
Oh, dude, that'd be amazing. Like, I wonder, where does he want to go, Amy? Did he say?
He seemed down for whatever. Like,
that's what I'd worry about.
Yeah, Eddie.
That's what I'm worried about. We don't even know if he has a sailboat. He has a picture. I need to see that sailboat on FaceTime before I go down there, not just a picture of it.
Ray's done stuff like this, and it ended up being a great vacation.
No, Ray ended up going down to some dude's basement. He's like, hey, you'll be a model. We'll put this all over the what was the brand?
Express
website. And Ray gets in his boxers and takes all these model pictures, and the pictures never came out, because the dude apparently wasn't taking pictures for Express.
Yeah.
Yeah, but someone DM'd him to go on a cruise, and he went.
And he went on a free cruise.
And they went to a cabin in the woods, and it was beautiful.
Yeah,
you did.
I guess it's a risk-reward. Like, you might get murdered.
Sure.
That cabin in the woods looked beautiful, though.
Okay. Ray, go to me.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, his football team is winning now, so go ahead and take a bow. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So I'm playing pickleball, and there's four of us. It's me and three really good friends of mine, and me and my one friend who I'm very close to. We get in a fight on the same team. He's a good athlete, but he's also he's a sensitive guy.
And you guys were teammates?
We're teammates, yeah.
Oh, boy.
And we were just getting whooped. We got to be like 5 games in a row. And so we were having an issue about who was covering. It's just what happens when you play and you lose. And he's like, do this. I'm like, why don't you do this? Shut up. You do. Oh. So we get into it. It's awkward. But we're competing. That's what you do when you compete. Sometimes it boils up and it goes. So the day's over. It ends. I don't think a thing about it. That's just normal life. You're competing. Sometimes you mouth off at other people. Sometimes you mouth off at your teammates. But at the end of the day, the competition's over. You move on with life. didn't think anything about it. He came over to the house the next day. We worked out for like an hour. Again, I thought nothing about it. It wasn't even in my head that it happened. And he, after we finished working out, because it was me, him, Eddie, Kevin Klug, and he's like, "Hey man, are we good?" And I was like, "I guess I hurt my ankle a little bit, but I'm good, I'm okay." And he goes, "No, yesterday." And I was like, "Oh yeah, how about that?" I said, "We'll probably do that again if we get on the same team." It just reminds me that everybody's not like me,
right?
Yeah,
that's
I can
true.
Separate easily and quickly, and that was an event that happened that day. He's still my friend. I remember telling Eddie, "Yeah, we got into a big fight playing pickleball. I didn't think anything about it."
Funny.
But that's a good reminder for me that we're all affected differently by things.
And he probably been thinking about it, obviously.
And I needed to be reminded that it happened.
Yeah, you're like, "Oh, my ankle's great, man." Like,
I thought that's what he was talking about. He's like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Yeah. I mean, I hurt my ankle a little bit, but it's a good reset for me. I just want to let everybody know we all don't feel things the same."
And it's also a good, I think, reminder to anybody else that loops things, that is worrying about something over and over and over, maybe that involves someone else, is you might be worried about it for no reason.
Oh yeah, that's a good reminder.
The loop thing is absolutely right. We all loop and spiral.
Yep.
I would say spiral, you say loop, same thing. We spiral. But again, we may be spiraling and there's really no reason to. We create a scenario that's much.
I've done that with us before.
Me and you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, me too, all the time. Yeah. I'm like, "Bobby's mad at me." And then I'm like, "Oh no, he's just in a bad mood." It was never me. It was never my fault.
I've looped and then I'm like, "Oh, this is nothing. Okay." Okay.
It usually is nothing.
Yeah, I know.
No, we figured that out eventually.
That's a reminder.
Yeah, I don't really hold on to this stuff, really.
Yeah. It's like we were in a game, you know, and I messed up. You got mad at me. No big deal. But
one time we were playing basketball.
Here we go.
This is the stupidest thing. Eddie and I were on the same team. We were playing Caitlin and Ahmad. And Eddie's making deals with Caitlin. "Please don't drive. Don't shoot. I'm tired. Are you tired?" And he's like, "Just don't." We ended up losing because he didn't want to hustle.
See, that's how I play games.
And he's like trying to make deals with her. She's like, "No." And she's like, "Shoot," boom, nailing him. It's the stupidest thing ever. I'm mad again.
No. You're over that, remember?
We're all affected differently. That's my point. That's the lesson from this. When you're spiraling, there's probably not a reason to spiral.
Yeah. I mean, there may potentially be, but not worth you losing sleep over it.
Thank you. Are you good? No, my ankle hurts a little. Oh, that's right. It's fine.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yes. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I recently lost my wedding ring. We got married 11 years ago, right out of college. I've been racking my brain. I've been retracing my steps for the last few days. I cannot find it. I should be devastated. But I've been wanting an upgrade. So I guess if I'm being honest, I haven't been trying as hard as maybe I should have been. Yes, I was immediately sad because it's the ring my husband picked out. But as I mentioned, I've also been wanting an upgrade. I thought it'd be something he would do for our 10th anniversary. Like Amy, I believe in signs. We got married young and are in a way better place financially, where I could get something nicer. This seems like a sign to have that conversation. I haven't told my husband yet that I lost it. Should I put all my energy into finding it, or should I have a talk with him about seeing it as a sign to get a new ring? How can I do that without hurting his feelings? Signed, wife wanting an upgrade. Well, you can make anything a sign. You really can. You can see a circle in the sky and be like, "That's a sign, a ring sign." If you want something bad enough, you can make anything a sign into getting it. That's one side issue. Amy sees signs all the time, right?
Yeah, but I ask for them.
Mm-hmm.
And you get them.
And sometimes I don't get them, and that is also a sign.
Or do you miss them?
Maybe.
Because you're distracted.
But I was supposed to miss them, so then I wasn't supposed to see it. So that's also the sign.
Look for the ring.
Yes, look for the ring.
Because you don't want to have the guilt.
Yeah.
Look for the ring. And if you want to find it, then hide it and say you lost it.
Good, no. Good.
But then you still have it. And then you can find it later. And then you have the original ring, too.
Okay, no, don't do that. Look for the ring and have the talk.
How mature of you?
Yeah. Look as hard as you can for the ring. That's something special.
I agree
special.
With that, yes.
Something you want.
Absolutely.
You will want it later in life.
Heck of a memory.
And you can, end up adding to it, upgrading, whatever. If you talk to
but
him,
what
and
if,
that's what
I'll
want.
Let me just throw aside there. What if she's like, I found the ring, or she never lost it to him. It's like, I want an upgrade. That could potentially hurt his feelings.
Well, I wouldn't say it that way. I want an upgrade.
like a little brat.
Then what would you say? How would you say it?
I would say, okay, she found it?
Yes.
Have we found it? Okay, hey.
But he doesn't know it's gone, so he doesn't know it's ever been missing.
Hey, we have been married for 10 years now. we are financially in a different place.
I've already been like, what's happened? Why'd you cheat on me? Like, you're already like slowly talking and building something up. I'm scared.
You don't have to talk that slow. You can practice. Okay. I'm just like shooting from the hip here.
Okay, hit me.
Okay. Like, and then you can express like something that you would really like that would be special for you that y'all can have forever. And is there something that he has been thinking about wanting for 10 years?
See, I like where Amy's going because I'm a big compromiser.
Yeah.
I think she's learned from the best.
We can't be.
But she's calling her ring a y'all.
But what I would do too is I would not do the whole song and dance. I'd be like, hey, can I get a bigger ring? I love this. Can I add to it? Because it's super special. And I would just make it like a non thing. Because if you approach it quick and like, this would also be cool if we could add to this. It's going to seem like it's not that big of a deal, like in your heart, that you just want something shiny. Where he may get offended if it's a big deal in your heart. But he's absolutely going to understand if you just want something nicer and shinier.
Question: is it okay to ask to like, if you want an upgrade, do you pay for it?
That's okay because it's their money anyway. So right. One's the other,
right? So like,
if they share,
so like, if she says, "Hey, I want an upgrade," you're like, "All right, well, buy yourself a ring,
great,
upgrade it,"
and then she'll use their credit card that they have together.
Yeah.
Go for it. Find the ring. That's our
yes.
Find
absolutely.
The ring, and then just go and be like, "Hey, can I add to this ring? It'd mean a lot to me."
Let's.
Guys aren't stupid like that.
Yeah, we're not.
That's not even me trying to be tricky.
It is. We just don't care.
It's a me decision.
I know we can and that makes you feel good. We don't care. It's not.
Y'all don't?
No.
Nah.
Well, I'm still going to be we.
That's
a
great,
we
but
thing.
We guys do not care.
Okay.
It would be no different if you said, can I or can we? It'd be like, we're having a baby. We are, but you're actually having the baby come out. It, like, that okay. sucks for you. It's harder for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. All right.
All right, thank you. Good luck, wife. Find the ring, though. All right, and if you don't find the ring, then go hard.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Close it up.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Let's go over to Matthew in Nashville. Matthew, what's up, buddy?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
So I had a quick question. I'm getting married this Saturday, and I just wanted to know if you had any advice on being intentional and kind of, you know, being in the moment. I feel like I'm going to blink, and this whole wedding season's going to be over, and family will have come and gone, and friends will have come and gone. So just any advice, but, you know, really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's life, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All the good things seem to fly by. All the bad things seem to take forever, but the wedding, it's tough because it's gone. It's here and it's gone, and you're spending months and months getting ready for it, and then it starts, and then it's like a roller coaster. When it's over, I think since you know you should be intentional, you'll be more intentional. The first thing to know is, you know, really like take in moments. I like putting mental pins in things. I'll go mental pin, and I'll remember this moment specifically, and that helps me remember a few things. We also did a dance after everybody left, you know, so there's the whole, well, everybody's like, goodbye, leave, you know, that whole, whatever they're saying, leave, we know we love you.
Yeah.
When everybody went up to do that for us, we stayed and had a dance, just us, so we could kind of talk about the night, which was 3 or 4 minutes, and to kind of make sure that, you know, we were checking in with each other, but we never really left each other's side either, because if you do, it's hard to get back together, because there are so many family and friends from both sides that are pulling you in every direction. We didn't have phones at ours because we knew half the night we'd be taking pictures. And so we wanted to be more intentional. I would have phones all night long. I mean, it was my wife's idea. And so it was really one of the greatest things now looking back, because it wasn't, hey, pose for this picture. We hung out with everybody. So my recommendation would be stay together, because once you're pulled apart, it's hard to get back together. And just do mental pins. Something that's cool, I go, okay, mental pin, I'll remember this. And it's going to be over, but then you'll have a lot of pictures. I'm sure you have a photographer. Just don't put the pressure on the night. And it'll be awesome. You'll have more fun thinking about it than you did doing it, even though you're going to have a lot of fun doing it. Because you have years and years to think about it. So just go do it, and the memories are going to be awesome. Don't worry about, you know, any sort of negativity, or don't worry about any, you know, life. You're going to be dead before you know it, and it's not going to matter.
Wow, okay.
Oh, wow.
That's what you say in order to make it not matter.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, okay, yeah.
It's going to be awesome, dude. Congratulations, and I hope you have a wonderful wedding. But mental pin, mental pin, mental pin.
I saw a bumper sticker yesterday that said, we all die.
Oh, yeah, we do.
It's
yeah,
true.
So
we do.
Yeah, and it's going to, but again, don't put the pressure on yourself to enjoy the night, because then you won't. You'll just suffer from the pressure of enjoying the night. That's it. Don't get too drunk either.
Didn't you forget to eat cake?
Yeah.
Or even eat. Did you eat?
No, not really. I had a couple bites, but that was yeah. We just wanted to sound. It's an awesome night full of a lot of the people that have been important to your life. It's crazy. I know you guys haven't been married in a long time.
It's been a long time.
Right. So I have, you know, the luxury of it just happening a couple years ago. It's awesome. It's a great experience. Good luck. Happy marriage. And that's it. Mental pen. All right. Thank you for the call.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Last week, an 8-year-old blind border collie named Sparky was out walking with his owner in Queens, New York. And the pup got stuck in like some wet, marshy, icy type situation where they're walking through. And so they couldn't get the dog out. And the dog's also blind. I don't know why that matters, except to make the story feel a little more sad. Yeah. But they can't get the dog out. And so they call the cops. And so Braden Williams and Mark Esposito arrives over, and they go into the water. Why would you be walking a blind dog in icy water?
Not sure. That makes a lot of sense.
You know what? That's not what the story's about. The cops, who are awesome, in their clothes, go wading into the icy water, probably like up to their top of their calf knees, and they get the dog Sparky, wrap Sparky in the jackets, they take her to the vet. I have no idea if Sparky's a boy or a girl, so I keep using he and her. And it's all good. It's all in the body cam of the cop, but they went in and saved the dog. I'm just like, why would you walk a blind dog through the ice? I'm getting overtaken by the thing that's not positive here. Thank you to the police officers, Braden Williams and Mark Esposito. You guys saved a dog, and you didn't have to do all this stuff. Take it to the vet. Wrap it up. Why?
No, let it go, Bones. Let it go.
You're never going to know, man.
You know what? I'm moving on. I'm just happy the dog is safe. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. All the lovely women on the show are single.
Oh, wow.
Every one of them.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Every one of the dorky dudes on this show, not
married.
Single.
No, taken.
Mm-hmm.
We were taken fast.
All the lovely ladies on this show.
And then the stud dudes, too.
Single as a Pringle. What?
All the guys, just all of them.
Yeah, you said dorky dudes. I'm not one of the dorky dudes.
Got it. Yeah, I don't understand.
I do want to focus my attention on Morgan for a second, who runs all of our digital. Morgan has told me that she never thought she had a type. Now, Morgan, can
Wait,
we
what?
Speak?
Are you serious?
Like, can we speak freely? Do you care?
Yeah, yeah, okay. You can speak freely.
And I don't want you to say anything, but you never thought you had a type?
No, like, there's specific characteristics, yes, but as far as, like, type-wise, no.
I've
never felt like I had a type.
Morgan, you date the same dude same over dude. And over
it's
and over.
It's the exact same guy.
Yep. What?
100%.
Maybe the last two, but before what? That, no, they were,
What's
like, super
type, guys?
Tall.
Meathead.
Yep. Working out.
Meathead. I'm a man.
Like, toxic masculine energy.
Yes.
Like, gotta...
Anger, okay, they were toxic. You're not wrong.
Issues.
Yeah.
This is also true.
If you put 10 guys in the room and said, which one's Morgan's type, we'd all point the same exact person.
100%.
Like, that would be a clean cut, good looking.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, sometimes with the beard, but it'd be a clean beard.
Yeah, like, I met your last one, and I was like, I thought it was the same dude as the one before.
He's like, she's back with him? So, wow. What would you say your type is?
Well, I've realized that the type is dirty. And I don't mean, like, you guys might think, like, they're dirty in the head. No, like, dirty, like, grungy. Like, I like a guy that's more...
Do you know what you like?
Every guy you date's,
like...
Clean cut.
Like, almost, a pretty boy.
Like, pretty, yeah, like, trying...
Pretty boy. The last, like, several of them have driven motorcycles. Yeah, like, they're more grungy. They wear leather jackets. I think there are some that have a clean cut type, but most of them have been more bad
boys. So, like,
style.
On Sundays, when
I
they
don't
go
think
for a
you
drive,
know what, I don't think you know what
yeah,
you've been
dating.
Yeah,
they've been on motorcycles.
You don't know what you're
like,
dating.
Yeah, have you seen the guys you've dated? Like, the ones we've met?
I'm saying, though, like, what I'm attracted to, like,
are
right
losers.
Now in this life. Yeah. That is also not wrong.
Yes.
But, like...
Is it because your dad is so not a loser and such a good guy?
Yeah, maybe. I don't like have daddy that, issues.
That's what I... Morgan's dad's awesome and, like, kind and present and... So I think she just wants like a freaking loser because she never had that.
I'm so confused.
I don't know what.
I don't know if she even knows what she's been dating.
I don't either. I don't know if she knows who she's been dating now.
Right, because she's like, oh, I like these dirty
well,
dudes.
I'm hoping
like,
those
what?
Last two are not my type because they were bad, you know? So, but the type I'm attracted to is like... It's like a Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean.
What?
What do you mean?
You've never dated one of those.
I know. I'm just saying, but that's what I'm attracted to.
That's what she wants to date.
I'm saying that's what I'm attracted to on the dating apps.
Why not just date a dude who's like just a solid dude?
Right. Well, that'd be nice. I just haven't found any.
You have. You just haven't cared enough.
Oh, boy.
To go out with solid dudes because they're probably boring to you.
Ooh. I do also want some excitement. That's not wrong.
It's not
so
settling
boring.
If you keep doing the same thing over and over again. You keep chasing the same thing.
You can't have a dirty bad dude that's supposed to be nice. Like a dirty bad dude is going to be a dirty bad dude.
But a dirty bad dude is going to do dirty bad things.
Right.
And then you're going to be surprised when he does something dirty and bad to you.
I can't find a nice guy.
Oh, man. I've dated him. He was so dirty and bad. Now I'm surprised he's dirty and bad to me.
Right.
So it's a cycle.
I am so confused.
And she keeps going through it because she's like, I found this guy. And then we're all like, go free, go, Morgan. See, we're like, oh, God, here we go again.
Another dirty bad dude.
But, right.
but they're not dirty bad dudes.
No. They look clean, they're still like.
I was going to say, though, like, they may look that way, but I don't feel like they have been.
Right. They've done you dirty, but they're not like.
Well, they've done you bad.
But they're not dirty. What you describe about Johnny Depp and the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, like, they have like scruff and they're manly.
No.
They've all had scruff.
Yeah, no, you're off on that one. You may see it as that, but all of us see you dating the same exact guy. He may have facial hair, but it's like manicured perfectly so well that it looks like it's not. And he's trying to be like, look, I'm just a guy that doesn't care as he does his toenails.
Yeah, like they take longer to get ready than mine.
Yeah.
Well, the first two guys I dated, like I have four long relationships. And the first two guys I did, no. The last two do look similar. Not intentionally. But the first two, they don't look
like the
other
two. The last
two
were the exact
two.
Same person.
No.
I think you just told us a different name.
One is worse than the other, but yeah.
I agree with that
pretty
too.
Bad.
Yeah.
Like 100% the same dude. Like I met the dude at a bar and Morgan's girlfriends were there and we were kind of drunk and one of the girlfriend goes, yeah, I was excited, but it's the same type of guy. Same.
Well, you never told me that.
Well, I'm not going to tell you that.
We're all like, she got another one.
Yeah, here we go.
I'm trying to find like a nerd or something. It's just not working out.
No, you're not trying. You say it like that, but you don't actually try because you'd have to do it. It would make you uncomfortable and you'd be like, I don't know if I like this, but you won't. But it's not you. It's just human.
I just need him to be a nerd and also exciting.
Mm-hmm. That excitement, though, is what ends up biting you in the butt because it's exciting when they cheat on you.
That is not exciting.
To them.
No, it's because they're charismatic.
That, yeah.
What?
They need to also have a personality mm-hmm. and
also be loyal. I don't.
Charismatic is not a bad quality, by the way. But what? That's how they tricked her.
Yeah. Are they loyal?
No. The ones I have found so far, no.
Exactly. Ray, what happened with your dude?
He's still on the table. I don't know what else I can say. Y'all need to meet each other.
What does he wear? Deodorant? And he have a 401k? And she's totally turned off?
He's in the medical field, so she's probably not going to like him. He's clean.
Exactly.
He's clean. He's good.
He's clean.
Exactly.
Okay. He's not dirty and bad.
Okay. Anybody else have anything they want to say? Because I definitely want to get back into this later. I want to play a song. I know that Morgan's got a little crush on somebody.
Oh, I know.
I don't bring it up right now.
Wait. Dirty, bad, is it?
Well, it's not. It's okay. Actually not.
Ew, no.
Okay.
Is it an artist?
There's
no.
Wait. Just wait. Hold.
Okay.
We were talking last segment about Morgan, and she dates losers, and she likes a guy that's exciting. My theory is her dad is so nice and stable that she wants something different. It's like when women have a bad dad, or one's not around, they want a guy that's maybe older and is more stable.
So when you have a stable dad, you want the opposite?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because that's what you grew up with.
That's weird. Caitlin's dad's pretty stable.
Yeah, and look at me. I'm wild. I'm
very stable. Bad boy.
I'm all over the place.
Yeah, man.
I'm all over the road.
Crazy. Okay.
Look at me. I'll light you on fire. Okay, so we got to not date losers, or you're going to continue to be in losing relationships.
No, I would not like to continue dating jerks.
Now, I know, and I will not say too much. I will let you say whatever you're comfortable with saying. Amy, do you know who the person is?
I have a guess, but I'll hear what she has to say.
Give me one letter in his first name without saying the first letter.
Mm-mm.
What?
Okay. T.
Yeah. Okay.
She knows.
Do I know?
I mean, T is a pretty common letter, but yeah. So, Morgan, before you say or not say who, do you have a plan to actually approach this, or is it just going to be something you let go by?
No, so I'm trying to change the course of the way that things go, and so as you guys are saying, I'm putting myself in different situations.
Want different results, do different things.
So this is my idea.
What happened, Lunchbox?
I'm just going, oh boy, this is awesome.
What?
Awesome?
Awesomely awkward.
Let me live my life. So there is a country artist who I feel like is very attractive. And I'm like, you know what? I've never shot my shot at all with artists. I've never dated artists. Why not just change it up a little bit?
Because this is our workspace.
It is.
And it's going to be awkward.
But
I'm
going to
be awesome.
Hold on. I have already decided whether he accepts, rejects, I am cool. Like, great. I'm putting myself out there, and that's up to me.
I am cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So don't say it. You don't even have to say it, but hold on a second. It will be awkward, but that's okay. I love awkward.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
good stuff doesn't happen. Growth doesn't happen unless it hurts a bit. I'm talking about physical growth, mental growth. I'm here for it.
Yeah, we're supposed to get comfortable with the uncomfortable.
But you really can't get comfortable with the uncomfortable, but you can get uncomfortable a little easier.
Amy, you know who it is?
I do.
She does.
And
I got a question.
Yeah.
Established artist or new artist?
Established.
Established.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Single?
Yeah.
Yes.
Single. Oh, Eddie,
you never know.
Yes, you do. Because
no, you don't.
I would not. No.
Okay.
Yeah, established artist that's single.
I got it.
Any other yes or no question?
I mean, who's single? Oh.
You cannot say too much more.
Yeah.
Because it will give it away.
But Amy had a guess, and that's not. That is.
Yeah. A T. Was in the name.
Oh yeah, got it.
Yeah.
So, how do you plan to initiate with this person?
Well, I'd like to take a page out of Travis Kelce's book, and I made him a friendship bracelet with my phone number on it.
Oh,
why? Why not just DM him?
That's embarrassing.
Hold on,
because DMs are unoriginal at this point.
Here's why.
Okay. The friendship bracelet's unoriginal at this point.
Not really.
One person.
It's funny too.
It's cute,
everyone knows
but,
it.
But where?
Here's the thing. Hold on. Everybody take a breath. Here's the thing.
This is awesome.
If he likes, if he also is interested in going out with her, it'll be a really fun, awesome thing.
So fun.
Yes, and it's like a perfect story.
A catch.
Yes.
What's the story?
10 years from now, if they get married.
Okay.
If not, it's just awkward. But let's go.
Like awkward if they ever need to come in again.
I mean, it's fine. At this point, I genuinely have accepted whether he accepts or rejects this.
Yeah, just the next time he comes in, Morgan will have to leave the studio.
No, it'll be fine. It will be fine.
No, but would it prevent him from coming in again?
Don't care. I love the bit.
I don't think that would be the case.
So where are you going to see him?
I will see him multiple times this
week.
Will
you see him tonight at the CMAs?
Yeah, I would see him tonight.
Give this to
him. Wow. Do it on the red carpet.
Okay, do this. Don't even tell him who it is.
I know.
He has a guess.
I do have the friendship bracelet with me, but it has my phone number.
Can I see the bracelet?
Yeah.
I want to see the bracelet. She already made the bracelet. Awkward. Why is it?
This is so awkward.
No, that's
Lunchbox
not it.
Lunchbox doesn't know who it is?
I don't think so.
Neither one of you guys are sure.
No, I am sure. Lunchbox is wrong.
Amy, are you sure?
How are you sure I'm wrong?
So if you give them this.
Why do you think I'm wrong, Amy?
Make sure her number's not on the camera.
A, I don't know that who you're guessing.
That's a good fitting bracelet, too, for a dude.
I don't know that who Lunchbox is guessing will actually be at the CMAs. Don't know why I feel that way. Potentially.
Can you text me who you think it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know Bones for sure?
Yeah.
Okay. There's also, I made the bracelet, so it has my favorite colors, and it has a hint to one of his songs.
Embarrassing.
Oh, man.
You're a fan. Now you're a fan.
Yeah, now you're...
No, you still have to support people. I've never been a mega fan of this person. I don't know all of his songs.
Yeah,
I
just
know
some lyrics on there?
No, it's not lyrics.
But it's not lyrics. It's okay.
You sure?
I think it's not lyrics.
What? Bones likes the drama.
No, I don't. I would not steer her in a direction to get hurt on purpose.
Not hurt. But just turn down.
Or not to make her foolish.
Morgan,
no.
You got to do
it. I think
it.
She should do it because she wants to do it.
I'm going to down mine and lunchboxes.
Okay.
Oh. Whoa. What is she doing?
What is happening?
What were you doing? Hiding?
No. Me? Lunchbox, you're wrong.
Yeah.
I didn't say you were right, though.
But I am.
Yeah, you're right. Lunchbox, you're wrong.
Right. And it's got a T in there?
I'm right.
If
Lunchbox
it were,
is wrong.
I'll say this. Lunchbox guessed Brett Eldridge.
Yeah, I knew.
Who is one of my closest friends.
Yeah.
I would have trouble with that because I just don't want to... poop or I eat, kind of.
I knew you would also feel
that way. But if that were the case, I'd still be like, hey, go for it. But it would be a little weird.
Oh, okay.
But
it's not,
yeah, because what if she was like, God, I really like him.
And she'd be like, what is he doing now? That's not it. It's not.
Okay.
Yeah, I just thought that right now.
You can't take 9 guesses.
No, we just got it.
I think we got it.
Yeah, because you didn't get the first one. Do this. Morgan, have your bracelet back.
No.
Yep.
We're wrong.
We got it.
There's a T in that.
There's T in that one.
Now he's going to write this.
Wait, can you show me it? I won't show you a face. I won't show you a face.
But we said, okay.
What, Bones? What?
I mean, I have a code language we use around you guys.
You do?
Yeah. No.
Oh, so we're wrong again?
Yes.
Yeah, let me think about it.
Okay, so.
Established.
I think.
Established.
But again, that's also somebody you hang out with. It's going to be weird.
I don't want to say who it is.
What level?
I don't either.
What level?
Stop. Level static. Hits, stop. Number one.
You've already had your questions.
Stop, yes. I think you should, because I don't want to put the pressure on you to do it if it's not the right time to do it.
That's fair. I want to make sure the vibes are there.
Because I think the pressure, I think that would affect it being a success or not. So take your bracelet. If it works, great. If not, tomorrow I'll be like, it didn't work out this time, but we're not going to send you
it
until after, okay?
I got it.
Right, you've said that every time. We're not
Amy,
believing
Amy,
you.
Amy.
Let me see.
Amy, don't even say yes or no to this one.
Okay.
Don't even say yes or no to it.
I can't say yes or no.
No, yeah, because if you say no, don't say anything.
I think he got it finally.
I got it.
He got it.
I got it.
We're done saying things. Bobby said before.
I said it before she even looked at it.
Okay, but this is the one, though.
We got it. We got it.
Great.
We nailed it.
Okay, so good luck, Morgan.
I think you should do it.
Good luck. Let's play a song.
Whoa.
We'll see what happens tomorrow.
What song are we going to play?
It doesn't matter. Whatever Ray's got queued
up. Random. It's not related.
It's Jordan Davis, who's married with kids.
Okay.
It's not happening.
All right, there's here no T in Jordan.
Jordan Tavis. All right, the big songs. At number 3 in country music this week, Dustin Lynch, Stars Like Confetti. Do I know that one? I know I've heard it, but I don't ever turn it up. Any song ever in here?
I've never heard that one.
Okay, I know that part. People think we hear all the songs while we're in here. We don't hear a dang song. But I do know that song now. Number 2, Morgan Wallen, Think About Me. It's a good one. Russell Dickerson, God Gave Me a Girl at number 1. I like that one. That one took me a minute. Because a lot of the dudes in country music are just the same. Would we all agree?
Yeah.
They sound the same. They look the same. They are the same. Even though they're not, I could see where... That's a good one. Took me a second. I was like, God gave me a girl, another cliche. But no, but it's good. Yeah. God gave me a girl, then he gave me a dog, then he gave me a car, then he gave me a log, and I built a cabin. Is that how it goes?
I think so.
Number 1 hip-hop song, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, Bongos.
Girl, your BP is a zero. My backshot sound like bongos.
And number 1 pop song, Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red.
Don't listen
to the bad word version of that with your kids.
Oh, just yeah. Clean. Nope. Clean.
Go with the clean one on that one for sure.
Here
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
There's a new drink. It's called the Safety Shot, and it's the first patented beverage on Earth that's going to help people bounce back from drinking. Like, it cures a hangover super fast.
I bet you they can't say they cure a hangover.
Like, legally?
I bet you they can't go, we cure a hangover.
Okay. quote, we are confident the Safety Shot will become a blockbuster product, creating a new category in the beverage industry.
They did not say they could cure a hangover. They use a lot of fun words like blockbuster and confidence.
Yeah,
but I think everybody's body's just so different. Mm-hmm. To say universally, it's like saying universally, we can fix a headache. Well, it just depends what the headache's root cause is. But yeah, I never had a hangover, so the story doesn't interest me. But it's only a shot, huh?
Yeah, it's apparently you take the shot and you don't really know exactly what's in it.
That's also a problem.
But it says extensive mineral and ingredient combination, which Ray and I both take Undo the Booze, which is a pill that has, I don't know, mineral something in it. And you take one after you drink and then you go to sleep and you wake up and you're supposed to feel better. Or you take one pill per drink. So if you have one drink, you take one pill.
That's like a lot of pills.
Two drinks, you take two pills.
For some of you guys.
I just think that there's things out there that can maybe aid to you feeling better. Because as you get older, even one drink just makes you feel, ugh.
What I would think is, even if you weren't drinking, these would be healthy things to take. They're basically just vitamins.
Oh.
Because they can't bring anything bad in there. It's all just probably healthy things that counteract.
Yeah, it breaks down the alcohol while aiding in recovery and rehydration.
Yeah, I would think those are just good to take anyway.
It says here that it'll reduce your blood alcohol content within 30 minutes of taking it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, try it.
Let's
get a police officer in here and see if that works.
Anyway.
All right.
Matthew Perry once had a script situation where they wanted Chandler to cheat. And he was like, whoa, this is not going to be good. I don't think my character, my
fans. On Monica, right?
On Monica.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't think my fans or the fans of Friends will ever forgive Chandler if he cheats on her. So he had it taken out.
That's a good call, Mark. Good call. And he was the only cast member really allowed in the writing room. He was really good at that character. Like, sarcasm, like, nailed it. Could I be any happier? Like, Chandler was my favorite character. All right, what else?
Yeah, well, the character was still on the show, but they ended up having him hook up with David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston. He was like a flight attendant that came in. Ross, that was the
classic
dynamic.
Ross.
So
classic
Chandler's
Ross.
Or Matthew Perry was like, let's go ahead and have her hook up with Ross. So Carrie Underwood is in the news because she extended her residency. And who knows if this is even true, because sources are saying that Mike Fisher, her husband, is not happy over the residency extension.
I don't believe anything about this.
I just don't believe it.
Even if it's true, I'm not going to believe it, because this just wouldn't be a story.
Right.
Meaning, if it's true, it's not because somebody knows it and shared it. If it's true, it's because it's private in their home. But I'm assuring you, Carrie didn't tell somebody who ran to a news site. It's like, hey, Fish ain't happy. But you have to deal with that. My wife gets irritated at me sometimes because I'm on the road a whole lot. But we talk about it, and I don't always choose the right thing, but I try to do better. But I don't come on the air, and guess what, guys? Sources say my wife's not happy. I was gone for 5 days.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And she's never like mad, but I can understand where it would just be kind of annoying if Carrie's gone for 3 weeks doing a residency.
Wait, so now you believe the story?
Well, yeah, I released it.
No, it's from Yahoo. I just kind of brought it up as like, hey.
Yahoo's still a thing?
Yeah, Yahoo.
Yeah, it goes, Yahoo.
Yeah, I remember that. That used to be the search engine.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Like, before Google, for all you kids out there, that used to be like it. And then Ask Jeeves was pretty legit. And then Google took
What's
over.
What's Ask Jeeves?
Oh, you don't remember that?
You never did Ask Jeeves where you asked the butler? He was the one that gave you the answers?
No.
Yeah.
Funny you should ask who acted in the 1992 sitcom Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That would be James Avery playing Uncle Phil. Thank you.
Is that how you know all your stuff? You just asked that and then you retained it?
It was just
dad and books and learning and Earth.
Just Earth.
Yeah.
So moral of sharing this story is you can't always believe what you read. And then if you're actually having problems with your spouse and work loads.
That's common, though.
Sit down and talk about it. It's very common.
You don't have to fix it. Just acknowledge it and then
work towards a plan.
No, you don't have to fix it right then. This is something I'm getting better at because I want to fix everything immediately.
Yeah, that can't happen.
You don't have to fix it right then. Mm-hmm. What you do is, it's okay if one of the people's uncomfortable, but you try the next time it comes around to think about it in advance, and hopefully everybody's a little more comfortable.
Gross.
Yeah, I got the whole talking to yesterday.
About? This is safe space.
Just being older as far as like getting married, because I didn't get married till I was 40, right?
Yeah.
And how I'm already just so wired already, and that sometimes I have to acknowledge that my wife just came into a completely mapped out, wired, which is great in some ways, but also it's pretty rigid, like my schedule and how I do things. Just acknowledge that sometimes.
You're learning to be bendy.
I'm learning to know that I'm not that bendy.
But
you're bending a little bit.
A bit more.
Yeah.
But I'm barely.
Yeah.
But you're doing all that stretching.
But that's literally.
Yeah.
But
all right, Amy, thank you.
It could be a metaphor.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's two teachers in Sacramento, California, Karen Pollard and Rick Gott, and their home was completely ransacked by thieves. They took off with $25,000 worth of property, including clothes, jewelry, electronics, and then irreplaceable, like sentimental items like Karen's grandmother's antique teacup collection. And so the community really rallied behind them because, yeah, they're dedicated teachers and they wanted to help show their support. So they've started a crowdfund and $9,000 has been donated coming from former students, parents, and coworkers.
That's awesome.
So I just love a story of people coming alongside.
She's supposed to be a good teacher though too. Because people don't just step forward. It doesn't matter what
they
your
both
profession
are.
Is. Yeah.
Oh, they're that, both true. Teachers.
If you ain't good people aren't going to step forward blindly.
Especially my favorite part, former students. That you know they impacted
that's
the good them teachers. If they're donating.
Yeah, I don't like how the story started. And I don't like how it ends yet because it's not done. But I like where it's going. How do you feel about that?
That's really good. I like that.
There we go. Good job, everybody. Keep working. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and to ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Wright brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Wright brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Wright brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Here's a voicemail, and they wanted to be anonymous, so enjoy.
Hey, Bobby, I just wanted to call to let you know about a road rage incident right now. I am at fault. I'm not going to lie. I did accidentally cut off this guy, but he got so angry that he was trying to chase me down the road. And he ended up hitting another car because he wanted to, like, flick me off. So I kind of want to let you know, because I know we always talk about Eddie's road rage. So this is karma getting him, even though I kind of made the mistake. But he's over there having his insurance go up.
Dang.
You know, we all make mistakes. Like, she didn't do anything wrong on purpose. She did not have road rage. We all accidentally cut someone off. We all accidentally pull up in that middle part thinking we can get through, and then the light changes. We're just stuck there.
Yeah.
So when it happens and we're on the other side where someone does it, hopefully we remember that we're dumb too.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get rageful. Remember, we're all idiots. I hate that happened. But good for you.
I don't know. The fact that he wrecked's pretty
funny. I know.
Funny.
That's, but the car that he hit.
I know. Then that's a bummer.
Just chilling.
That's not cool.
They're not. Okay. Here's another voicemail.
My wife just surprised me with our 29th anniversary gift. She got me Q's and Q's. We already have blank slate. Just let you know, she thinks I love you more than her.
Hey, you should hear our blank slate tournament.
Oh, that's great.
It is crazy. And then Hughes and Q's is super fun. We take that on the road with us because it's colors. But I just get cheated. If I don't finish last place, I feel like it's victory for me. Because the darker the color, I can't see the difference. Because I'm colorblind with the dark colors. But there have been times I finished second. Not to brag.
Hey, good job, dude.
Not to brag, but it's a fun game. All right, let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Why did the turkey bring a microphone to dinner?
Why?
He was ready for a roast.
That was the morning corny.
Ooh. Oh, we like that, huh?
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, this is real music, but it's fictional artists. For example, Jesse and the Rippers was never a real band, but on Full House, they were. Jesse and the Rippers, forever, forever. This was my wife and I's first dance song.
That's right.
Dan and Shay played it for us at our wedding. That's so legit.
That was really cool.
That's so
dude.
Legit. I forget about that sometimes. Okay, are you ready? I need you to name. Sometimes it'll just be the character. Sometimes it'll be the character's musical group.
Okay.
All right, here we go. The song is Smelly Cat.
Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Smelly cat, smelly cat, it's not your fault.
I'm in
for the win.
I'm in.
Pretty good. Okay, Amy?
Phoebe Friends.
Lunchbox?
Phoebe.
Eddie?
Phoebe.
Good.
Phoebe.
Good. Correct, that is Phoebe Buffay from Friends. All right, next up, this song is about friendship. Care so much about the show. I just remember it looking so fake when they were singing because obviously they had people singing for
it's
them.
Not them.
Yeah. Morgan, are you in?
I'm in, look, but I only have the TV show.
You look stunned face.
Yeah, a little bit.
What's the TV show?
Saved by the Bell.
And what do you think the band is called? You don't have anything?
No, I have nothing.
Eddie?
Zach Attack.
Lunchbox?
Zack Attack.
Amy?
Zack Attack.
Correct, Zack Attack.
Wow. Is that Saved by the Bell?
It is Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
So no point, but you get a moral victory that means nothing. All right, next up, and action. Okay.
Think I'm in.
I'm in.
I know something.
I know Morgan's got it, and I got it.
Eddie.
Hannah Montana.
Amy.
Hannah Montana.
Morgan.
Hannah Montana.
Oh, Hannah Montana.
There you go.
Thank goodness.
Okay, good. We'll do one more. Two more. Name. What's the group here? Musical artist or group. Name the group.
Keep you here with me.
that all from TV shows?
No.
Oh.
You're just fake.
Oh.
Well, that changes things?
Okay, yeah.
Two.
Dang it. One.
I said a movie or TV show.
I know. Yeah, I just making sure. They'd all been TV so far.
Yeah, that's true. That's also true. Yeah. All right. Everybody in?
Lunchbox?
That thing you do. That's the movie.
Amy, we're not looking for the movie. Amy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the tuxedos.
That's a decent guess.
I know what it is.
Yeah. Morgan?
Yeah, I just had a movie. I had 10 Things I Hate About You.
Eddie?
Why'd you go to me last? Because you know I know it.
You probably know it, yeah.
The Wonders.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Wonders.
O'Neaters.
Yeah, first it was O&E, and they were like, we look like the O'Neaters.
Yeah, okay.
The Wonders, and Tom Hanks was in the movie.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
It's good.
Well, that's a movie? Good one.
That thing you do.
Okay.
It's really good.
Seen it.
Okay, and let's do one more. Let's see, right now, Eddie's 4, Amy and Lunchbox are 3, and Morgan is 2. Name this group, fictional group.
I mean, Amy and Lunchbox look like...
I've never heard that in my life.
I'll be putting this into the movie thing now next time I do it. Because they don't even... They have no clue, and I feel sad for you guys. You don't know this bit of culture.
But this could be TV, too.
Yeah, but it's not. It's a movie.
Okay.
It could, right? But this is a movie clip.
Got you.
Yeah. But for sure, it could be TV as well.
They're acting like they're speaking a different language.
Yeah, I'm like, that is... Like,
I need you.
I've literally never heard that in my life.
I believe when this song's playing, they're about to get arrested.
I'll tell you, I've never heard that song either, but I know who it is.
Really?
Nah, like, I was never a fan or anything.
Then you didn't watch it.
I think I've seen it.
No.
I think I've seen it.
It's still awesome. Okay, Amy.
Hold on. I'm going to go ahead and go with...
Okay, the brothers.
What?
The brothers.
Incorrect. Lunchbox.
Bill and Ted.
Incorrect. Morgan.
The Clappers.
Incorrect. Eddie.
The Blues Brothers.
I was close.
So close, Amy.
Good gosh.
It's such a good movie.
Oh, boy.
I forgot Blues.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Like, did they not get John paid Belushi. Or something and they're like running away from the cops? I kind of remember that.
You need to... I'm going to put it in as my movie.
Oh, no.
It's awesome.
The Cinema Club?
Yeah, and it's not even that long. Mike, you ever seen Blues Brothers?
Oh, yeah.
It's really good. And then later, John Goodman came and did it after John Belushi died. So, anyway, the winner's Eddie. Nice one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there he is. There he is. Good job, buddy.
Thank you, man. What happened, guys? Where are you guys at?
Come on! That guy, all he does is win. He's Mr. Game.
Oh, no, all I do is win.
I know.
Man, and I stay there sometimes.
And he stays there, for sure.
He doesn't always win.
A lot. Just the music.
I see Lunchbox talk to Megan Maroney yesterday. Hey, Morgan, he did a Would You Rather. Was he doing that with everybody?
So I had this idea to put together like a Would You Rather video and kind of compile them all of everybody answering the same Would You Rather question. And I had told him about that, but he was like, that's not gross enough. You need that to be more...
That's not gross enough?
Yeah, hers was kind of boring.
He was like, that's lame. And I said, first of all, I don't need these people to be like offended by what we ask them.
Or who do you want to watch the video? Like, who's your audience for the video? Garbage Pail Kids?
I just think when one has to put a thought into the would you rather, it makes it more interesting.
I would agree with that.
But you said
gross.
Oh, yeah. All of his involved bodily fluids. Like, there was not a single one he pitched that wasn't like bodily something.
What did you want it to be? Do you
I just wanted it to be funny while also not like super gross.
Okay.
Just a mix of both.
You didn't really have one that you wanted.
And that's why I'd asked him. And so the one I still use still involved bodily fluids, but I felt it was at least more appropriate for the artist to answer.
So here is Lunchbox asking inappropriate.
I would say I went rogue. I said, Morgan, I'm not going to do your would you rather. I'm going to do mine.
To Megan Maroney.
Okay. Megan Maroney, yeah.
Let's see if it's inappropriate. Go ahead.
I want to know, would you rather pee out your nose or poop out your ear?
Pee out my nose, for sure.
Huh, interesting. Because I feel like you'd have that smell there forever, and it was just like, if some drip...
Well, you're hydrated.
That's a great point. Didn't think about that.
Okay.
You're lucky she's cool.
Yeah.
And the way he's like a doctor, interesting.
Interesting you would say that.
I mean, like she did have a good point.
To watch our video. Yeah.
I mean, it was a very good point about not if you're hydrated. I was like, oh, that's, you know, valid.
But even most, if you're not hydrated, I just don't think that.
That's... Well, we're really? Not, we're not doing the would you rather. We're actually doing the... it's funny.
Thank you.
But it's also gross.
I didn't think it was that bad. I think it's like, okay. Artists want to have fun when they come to these interviews.
But your whole thing was it wasn't gross enough.
Well, you're right. Because you want them to think like, ugh.
Also, I'd rather pee on my nose all day long.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Now you're playing it?
No, I did, only because Amy tried to get, yeah, I just want to honor her.
Thanks. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank I'd poop you. I'd poop out my ear.
I'd poop out my ear.
Ew, yeah. What is
wrong? I don't want to smell that. This I don't want to.
But I don't think I would ask a, I don't know how old she is, 24-year-old female that I really don't know, yeah, who's an artist, who's walking point out and being like, hey, would you take a poop out your ear? I hear you are you, and we love that about you.
Thank you.
Another, okay, it's Bird, it's a plane, it's Captain Cringe.
Is that me?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
man. Okay, what about you? Again?
All right.
So here's the original clip of the Uber driver talking about he had some artists in his car. Here you go.
Hey, Matty Ante.
Both of them and their I guess their manager. It was raining like a day, like the day was raining. Only took like a couple blocks.
How about them? They tip?
They did tip. Just a small ride.
Oh.
I was glad to help them get them out of the rain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but when they're in your car, do you say, hey, will you sing me a song?
I don't do that. I just carry on a conversation like you and I are right now, brother.
So you don't act like they're celebrities?
Nope.
Ah, gotcha.
So here's the guy, not really trying to start any drama. He's like, very short ride. I don't know if they tipped or not, but he said no. But then Lunchbox goes to them and goes, you didn't tip.
No, no.
I wanted to get to the bottom of it. Like, why didn't they
he
tip?
He doesn't want you to get to the bottom of it. He's actually happy they were in the car.
I hear that.
Yeah.
But you want to know, like, you guys...
Interesting. Okay, here we go.
What kind of tippers were they? Oh, well, it was them and someone from their record label, and it was raining outside, and it was only a couple blocks, but they didn't tip. And so I just want to know, what's up with that, Maddie and Tay?
Dude, we are 20%ers all the time, and so was, management, was, if you're just going a couple blocks, it's okay.
I'm just telling you what he said, so I just want to know what was up, Maddie and Tay. Man. But you guys are good tippers,
though? Oh, yeah, I go 20%. Absolutely. 20% minimum.
I'm so sorry to that guy.
Yeah,
I know.
You heard it here first. Maddie and Tay,
I'm
apologize, man.
$20.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Maddie and Tay, make great public apology to Uber driver that we didn't tip on the few blocks.
Yeah. You even said the story wrong back to them. You don't even get your facts right when you say things.
What do you mean?
There was nobody from the record label.
No, there was. He got.
He
said,
did say there was a record label.
He said management.
Well, whatever.
Or manager.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the same thing.
Oh.
It's okay. Just not the same thing at all. So it is.
Well, I don't think he knows. I think he just sees.
And you don't either.
I don't know what the difference is.
Right. There's a big difference, but you don't either. But you're repeating stuff back that wasn't even said to you.
But what I take from that is that's probably who was paying for the Uber. And
for
so
sure.
And they're like, oh.
That makes sense.
You know, and they both gasped. Like,
but if you're going to call somebody out, you at least got to get the facts right. Mm-hmm.
And there was a misrepresentation when he said the Uber driver goes, and they didn't tip.
Oh, the whole thing's a misrepresentation. Because the Uber driver was not even upset.
No.
The best part was like 5 minutes after this, Lunchbox walked off. Like he stirred the pot and just ran off, right? Well, after they're going up to their team like, hey, who was that? We need to like find this Uber driver. We need to figure out what happened. And for like 5 minutes they're sitting there trying to figure it out because they feel really bad.
God.
And I was like, guys, it's okay. Like genuinely it's okay.
Yeah.
And they were adamant about trying to figure it out.
I don't think I'm starting crap.
You are.
The guy was not upset.
It was a follow-up. It's like a news story. You know, you go and you report on something, then you come back.
But you didn't even report the facts to them right.
News Channel 26, and we got a follow-up on that story we did last week. We talked to the guys that broke into the house, and we find out why.
CMA Awards live tonight, 8/7 Central on ABC. Stream the next day on Hulu.
You're doing like Lunchbox on your side.
Exactly. Gotcha, I thought it was a good little follow-up.
That's funny. LB on your side. That's good. Okay. All good. Let's get to the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Four men got charged for stealing a $6 million gold toilet.
Oh.
Who has
the toilet makes it funny, but it's just gold, right? I mean, you'd steal anything gold. It just happened to be a toilet. But also, who wanted to have a gold toilet made?
Yeah, where was this?
Why do you want to use the bathroom of something that's worth $6 million?
Because you're rich.
Man.
I'd do it.
Artist from Italy made it out of 18-karat gold and named it America.
Oh.
Toilet.
Wow. Wait. Is he pooping on us?
Yes.
Basically.
What a jerk. I didn't think about
that. So you could wait in line and actually use it as the art.
Wow.
I don't like that.
But you only spend 3 minutes with it, but it got moved to another place. I mean, it looks as gold as possible. It's awesome. But yeah, the guys there, four men age 35 to 39, facing burglary and conspiracy to transfer criminal property. Middle of the night, went in and stole the gold to $6 million. It's still $6 million, regardless of what it is. That's hefty. Police do not know where the toilet is right now.
Oh, wow.
I'm melted.
For right? Sure, it's not a toilet anymore.
Correct.
Right. They've busted that thing up into gold bars.
Yeah.
But a $6 million toilet. Even the artist, like, how do you get the gold?
Because mm-hmm.
you got to buy that. What's this art? What's this guy sold? You got to sell a bunch of art to buy a $6 million gold toilet.
Yeah.
And then you make it with your hands. Who do you get to make the toilet?
That's a good point.
Because you probably don't make it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I have so many questions. Who gossips more, men or women?
Women.
Women.
I mean, I feel like that's the obvious answer, but probably men.
From the Social Issues Research Center, a study found that men gossip just as much, if not more, than women.
Boom.
Most people gossip every single day, with men gossiping more at the office. The topics were about coworkers, rumors, money, work, politics, social media, family, and bosses. Another interesting find from the study is the proportion of male conversation devoted to sounding impressive, which is way more than women, too. So we gossip and we lie.
Yeah, you know what? Thinking about it, in the office here, I think the guys definitely gossip more. Lunchbox gossips a lot.
He does?
I do. You and Lunchbox.
What do you explain to me what I gossip about.
Is everyone spilling tea gossiping?
Spilling the tea. I think that's proof
that is
right
true.
There.
He does that a lot.
Okay, but so does Eddie.
Guys, come on.
Yeah, he does that a lot.
You don't know. Okay. Yeah. We've been doing Voice Changer. You don't know if it's me or not.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you don't know if it's me
either.
You guys
are telling each other. Do this to kickstart your brain. One of the best things you can do is hum for extra brain power. Researchers reveal that simple humming forces extra oxygen through the nasal cavities, and that will almost instantly improve brain function in the short term. This can help eliminate morning brain fog as well. It's from a book called Secrets of Longevity. You and your son play a humming game now, huh?
In the car when we drive, yeah. We take turns. I hum a song, and then he has to guess it.
That's hard.
And then he'll hum the song.
Harder than you think?
And yes. I have to guess it. I mean, he nailed this, like, the most recent one I did with him was...
Body like a back row?
You got that one. No.
Oh, I hear it.
And then, yeah. And then...
What is that?
And then you start singing, and Stevenson goes, "Welcome to my house."
Oh. Well, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was Body Like a Back Row.
Similar. Okay, I'm going to do one.
Come on.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, if you've done it twice,
but which version?
That's Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit has one?
Yeah, how do you hum the hard way?
You just go harder.
For George Michael, you go. For Limp Bizkit, you go. never use the hotel safe. I got some audio here. Lunchbox is the one that put me on this story.
I saw it and I was like, dude, that is so great. You don't even need the code to get into a hotel safe.
Okay, play the audio.
Never trust a hotel safe. You think that by locking it in the safe and making up your own combination, it says it's closed, it says it's locked, nobody knows your combination. But if anybody comes in and hits the lock button twice, you see the word super? Now all you have to do is hit 0 6 times, and it opens up. It doesn't seem very safe.
How did he know this?
Yeah, exactly.
Who made the gold toilet? So many questions today.
Is that not bananas?
But I wonder if it's every safe in every hotel, or if it's that one kind, one brand.
I mean, they all seem to be the same kind of brand, looking like a little square pops up.
Well, it's not the same brand. That's just generally a safe.
It's just the same look.
Yeah, that's got what numbers. A safe is with a lock, you know?
It's got buttons.
So that would be interesting. But isn't there a code, and you guys can tell me if I'm crazy, isn't there a code you can type into anybody's gate if you're like law enforcement that lets you in the gate?
Yeah, I remember that. It was, at least in Orlando, it was 9911.
But like at an apartment gate, knows. Not a home gate.
No, a home, like a gate took a gate.
They had to be able to get in.
Like,
yes,
I thought
100%.
There was like a universal
9911.
Like if there's like a fire, the fire department.
Yeah.
No.
I'll go try some gates.
That cannot be.
That was always the rumor, but I've seen fire trucks stuck outside gates before.
Yeah. And you get one shady firefighter.
No, but I've used it though. I've used it to get into a friend's gated community. That was the way to get in. *9911.
That was probably the code. Pound.
But I need to know if it's a private residence.
You're asking if every private residence has a code. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, I know you are. And I'm saying I get it for an apartment complex or something
is
like
your
that.
Is
No. Am I just
Are you lying?
I am not lying. it's not in.
That's okay. Weird.
But I do feel as though my mouth is starting to move, you know?
That's a
my
great
jaw
question
is repositioning.
About how do they get in if there's a gated thing? It's sort of
maybe like public communities have to have a universal, but private residences don't. I don't know.
I didn't know anyone that raced to have a private residence one. It was more of just like communities or like apartment
there,
complex. I
mean, or do they just ram the gate over with their
to
fire
Nashville,
truck?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Right. There are plenty in this town, so Lunchbox could just start testing it out.
Lunchbox will get shot doing this bit.
That's a good point. But
I'm good on not doing this.
You know what we should do is we should send me like on vacations and I should test this hotel safe thing.
Why don't you just test the hotel safes here in town?
Right.
Well, I don't. I mean, I'm saying you guys.
Yeah, exactly. From 9 News, a woman in Australia was arrested after allegedly running onto the tarmac in an attempt to stop a flight from leaving without her.
Oh.
What does she think the best case scenario is?
They'll stop and let her
in. Is there a ladder?
They're just going to lower the stairs and then she gets on and goes.
Yeah, man. There you are. We were waiting for you.
Oh, Sally.
I could understand. And even then, I would never do it. But I can understand when someone crazy goes, I need to stop the plane because someone I love is on it. I don't want them to, whatever. I don't want them to leave. Or I think the plane's going to blow up. Or you can have any irrational thought.
Okay.
But this isn't irrational. She's desperate because she needs...
Amy. It's irrational.
But I'm saying it's irrational because even if you stop the plane, you ain't getting on it and it's not going to keep going.
She missed the flight, Amy.
How does she even get out there once she misses the flight?
Because I'm picturing like Durango, Colorado, the airport, where you board, you go on to the tarmac and you get on the plane. Okay. I'm picturing it being like that. Like, I could easily walk outside there and
listen to this.
And this flight is seconds from takeoff, but one passenger is running late.
She's like trying to yell at the pilot. She's trying to get his attention and jump up or something. I don't know. It was bizarre.
She gets the pilot's attention, but he doesn't open the door. He kills the engines. Fellow passengers shocked. She even managed to dodge security.
The door controls are there, so she's just banging on all the buttons and it must have just unlocked the door.
Confirmation, the AFP arrested a woman in the terminal. No charges have been laid.
Wasn't that scenario because she just... figured out the code. She had the same code for the safe, apparently, to get out.
Wow. Oh, no.
9911, let her ride out there. Okay. All right, that's your news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. I'm not proud of it, but I will watch drama on an airplane all day on TikTok. People yelling at each other. I don't like that I like it. But when that first woman was like, did you see? You're not, and she's freaking out and she runs off the plane. You know, that woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Lizard lady. Or the woman who's like, grabs her stuff and is like, you don't even know first class. I love drama on an airplane. But I watched last night, like seven of them in a row. And there was a dude. And he's sitting in the back seat. The very back. Like, let's just say it's Southwest flight. I don't know what flight it was. It's an American flight. Like a U.S. Sitting in the seat. But in the very back against the wall, it doesn't recline because it's got the wall behind it.
Oh, that's the worst seat.
It's the worst seat, and it's on you if you get it because you didn't book your flight early enough. But the woman in front of him is leaning her seat back, reclining. And he's just punching her seat over and over again.
Oh, no.
Just trying to prove a point. Just punching her seat. Punch, 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 punch. And everybody on the comment section, they're fighting about if he should be able to punch her seat. And I'm like, you guys are the stupidest group of internet people I've ever heard. That seat, it's allowed to recline. Yeah. Now, that's on him. That's on him because if you're like, well, his seat doesn't recline, well, then that you're saying that second row shouldn't be able to recline either then because that row can't recline. And if they can't recline, then the row in front of them can't recline either.
And never should you be able to punch the seat over and over.
Oh. So I watched that one. This one made the news. So here we go. And this is them going at it. So there's an unknown flight. They're not saying where it is, but you can pretty much... You can see the people's faces. You figure it out pretty easy. And so here we go. Here is, this is from the New York Post. This is about a seat leaning back and them getting into a fight. Go ahead.
The whole trip, she pushed my seat. I'm allowed to put seat back.
So if you tell that from the sound.
It was awesome. It was awesome. The yelling was great. I watched, like, you are right. It is must click if they have a news story about it. Must click.
It's like the whole trip, she's pushing my seat. There, you can lean your seat back as far as that seat will go back.
And it's only like an inch. I don't understand that anyway.
As far as the rules say, it is allowed. You can lean your seat back every bit that that seat's allowed. They can, you can, that's it. There is no debate on can they lean their seat back and how far. The debate is they can lean their seat back as far as it'll let you, all 4 inches.
Sure.
And that's it. Does anyone disagree with me?
I am anti-leaning the seat back.
That's fine. You can be anti-leaning it back. But you wouldn't punch a seat or tell somebody they're in the wrong. Like, I don't like somebody taking their socks off and putting their feet up on the wall in an airplane either if they're sitting in the front seat. But I'm not going to be like, you're stupid. I hate you.
And you're going to punch their seat for the rest of the trip.
I mean, I'm anti-bringing tuna fish on a plane. But I'm not going to start a fight over it.
Onions, tuna fish.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to start a fight over it, but I would be annoyed. But yeah, the punching the seat is a little bit over the line.
But a little bit. It's completely. Over
what
the
about
line.
This situation where she had her seat back the whole time during the flight?
Man, that's, I mean, it's kind of rude. It's kind of like when the person can't, like, you are infringing on them because they can't, like, if you recline and they can't recline, you have cut off four
but
inches.
That's on them for not getting a seat that reclined.
I am just telling you, out of respect, if you don't want to be, you could have just moved it up and then they would stop punching your seat.
This is coming from Mr. Respect over here. Like,
he's pretty respectful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you were tired of them punching your seat, then just move your seat back. But no, you wanted to prove a point and you wanted to keep it reclined.
No, because you're trying to sleep on an airplane. If the seat goes back, you can put the seat back.
I understand. But if that seat's in my space, I can use it as a
punching. But it's not your space.
you
don't own that space. It's not a punching bag.
You know what I mean? Like, I got I got to get my workout in. Like, yeah. Boom, boom.
Have you ever been sitting on a plane and somebody puts their hair over the seat and it's like right in front of you?
Yeah, that's tough.
That's a weird one.
Why do they do that?
Because it like hangs right out in front of you.
Yeah, yeah. It's right here. Yeah, who's
or if somebody behind you puts their feet up and you're sitting on the window and their feet come right beside you.
Yeah. Oh, I've had someone come up on the window, like their seat, their foot with the sock right on the.
Like, that's weird. That's my handle.
Oh, no. I took a book and whack, whack, hit the foot twice.
What are you, an old lady?
But if the seat reclines, you get to recline the seat. The end. And if you don't like where you're sitting, that's on you. You didn't get a seat early enough or you picked the wrong seat.
But a little bit, was she being stubborn by...
It doesn't matter, but she's allowed to do it.
I understand. But once they start punching it, don't you say, okay, you know what, I'm just going to move my seat up to stop it.
I go at them even more stubborn.
Okay, see, that's what happens.
If I go back and they're being a jerk, I put my hair back over it.
You do the hair trick.
All right, people on airplanes, I love them. I love that I hate them. Because people just act like they're so entitled. That's not your space. You don't own that space. They can recline their seat. on the phone right now calling us from Ohio. It's Aaron. Aaron, what's up, buddy?
Got a question for the show. First of all, morning, studio.
Morning.
So we were actually, my wife and I are discussing it. It's actually, the conversation came up between me and a group of friends as far as the toilet seat goes and leaving it up or down. Obviously, the women think that it should, men should always put it down, especially in the middle of the night. They get up, they're tired, don't know that the toilet seat's up, they fall in. But the guys are like, well, I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and I forget that the toilet seat's down, then there's pee on it and you're mad about that. So I was just looking for the show's advice and what everyone does as far as that goes.
You know, I've only in the last couple of years had to deal with this issue, and I have a pretty strong opinion about it. And I think about worst case scenario. So let's think worst case scenario. If I'm a dude and it's dark and I pee on the lid, I just wipe it off. And you hear it too. You tell when the lid. That's what it sounds like. Think about worst case scenario. If your girlfriend or wife falls in,
yeah.
Because worst case, one, she's wet. Two, she's irritated at you. Three, it rolls over to the next day.
Four, she's out of alignment potentially.
Okay, chiropractor.
Yeah.
Now, look.
It hurts.
I'm sure it does. But we should be looking anyway, but we don't because we're half asleep. Put the lid down, and if it's got a double lid, put them both down.
I
know, you're going to pee on the lid. You told me that. However.
You peed on the lid?
Yeah, she sat on the lid and peed before.
What on earth?
It was an accident.
It didn't feel different?
But it was dark.
You should have this toilet seat down. Because worst case scenario for you, the dude, is she is upset at you.
Mm-hmm.
She falls in. Makes your life. It's just better. And you pee on the lid, big deal. Clean it up. The thing in our house is not the toilet seat up or down. It is sometimes there'll be pee spots in the floor in front of the toilet.
Ugh. The worst.
I know. I don't know why she pees on the floor, but no.
Yeah, okay.
It's at night. It's me, and so sometimes they'll just be like little splashes, and I don't see them. So I got to get better about that. That's a real shortcoming of mine. Is sometimes splashes hit the floor, but I do keep the lid down. Now I'm pretty passionate. For us guys, we have to keep the lid down. It's just not worth it. Should everybody be looking? Yes, but it's not worth the trouble you get in if you don't and she falls in, because it's on you, even if she was the last one in there.
I like the way you put that, because there's a reason behind it. It's not just like, oh, you know, the guys want this, the girl wants it. Who's the right? You like actually gave a legit reason.
Yes, because she will not be in a good mood and it's going to hurt your whole day.
Right. We're far more affected by it than y'all are.
Yes. So that's my opinion. I think Amy agrees with me.
I do.
Eddie?
Always put the seat down. But I mean, can't girls just reach for the seat?
But can't guys? Yes. And sometimes we're going to forget and they're going to do that. But it's just not worth it.
Okay. I totally understand that.
Why does a guy always have to do everything? The guy has to pay. The guy has to open the door. The guy has to do this. The guy has to ask out on the first date.
On my iPhone, it doesn't say 1926.
Why can't the woman be responsible for something? Like, hey.
I don't think all the stuff you just said is accurate, though.
Yeah.
But I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you're an adult and you want to go to the bathroom? Make sure the seat's down. I don't care. I make sure the seat's up when I go pee, so make sure the seat's down when you go pee. It's that easy.
I agree.
Not that hard.
True, but if we have to pick.
I agree. But if you have to pick, it's almost no effort.
And but it's no effort to look either.
It's just an insurance policy to make sure you don't get in any more trouble.
Oh, my God. Why are you going to get in trouble? Because she's not responsible enough to look at
it. It doesn't matter why. You just do.
She's going to get upset.
There is absolutely nothing rational about you getting in trouble because she fell in.
Right.
However, it still happens.
So then pee on the seat and act like you didn't know it was there and let her sit on it. Then she'll be like, why don't you leave the seat up?
Interesting theory.
Yeah, true.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know I was half asleep.
This is like the guys that like fold laundry horribly so that they don't have to fold laundry anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bobby, you do that, right?
I've been known to dabble.
Yeah, exactly.
Aaron, I understand you, but I have to sigh because it's just not worth it to get in trouble. So I'm going to say put the lid down, bro.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I do, usually, it was a debate between us. And I'm half and half. I see where Lunchbox is coming from because this is each person's responsibility.
I agree. I see where Lunchbox is coming from, except for that part where it's like, men got to pay, men got to kill deer, men got to go to war. All that stuff I don't agree with. But I do understand where we're adults. We should just make sure if a seat's up or down.
Yeah.
But it's all about the end result, and it's just not worth it to get in trouble.
No, it's not worth the argument. Obviously, I think this is going to continue on for generations. It was just an interesting conversation.
Or
we change it?
Guys could just start sitting down to pee.
I co-sign.
Yeah. I mean, I've done that before.
Yeah.
Just because I'm lazy.
How's that? What? I would give anything to be able to stand up and pee. Sitting down, that's
I bet you can.
You can. You get one of those little those little tube things. You pee into like a funnel.
Yeah, the cup. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. I hope you have a great day.
Hey, you too.
All right. See you, buddy.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Tarpon Springs, Florida. A 35-year-old woman got a write-up at work with HR. She was upset how it was handled. Felt like she got a raw deal. So she's going to go in and work hard, right?
Yep.
Now she went home, got some stuff, and lit a car on fire in the parking lot.
Oh. Mm. What stuff? Gas? Like,
oh, yeah, matches.
A clicker dicker?
Lighter. It just says she had objects to start a fire.
Yeah.
Kindling?
Sure. Sure, that'll work.
Oh. Starter log.
And so she just thought she'd start a fire in the parking lot and that would help things?
Yeah, she lit a car on fire. Not sure if it was the HR's car or just some random car, but she got arrested for arson.
Lighter fluid.
Mm-hmm. I think that's about it.
Brush.
What's that for?
Dry brush.
Oh, cigarette.
Oh, like leaves? Yeah. Dry leaves? Got it.
Yeah. Flick a cigarette in there. Yeah. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
The CMA Awards are tonight. You can watch it on ABC 8, 7 Central. Stream the next day on Hulu. And so we've had these interview sessions, and Morgan was talking to Michael Ray. Michael Ray has, kiss a little more, get you like a moth on a cigarette. That one. And so he has a connection with Shaq. Did you know that already?
So Scuba had like interacted with him drunk one time and found out the story. So I was like, let me get what the actual full story is.
So Shaq and I supported the guy that was running for sheriff years ago in my home county. We did like a fundraiser thing at Shaq's house in Orlando. I think he just sold it. So we go there and he has the exact replica of the Miami Heat basketball court all inside.
Did you get to play on it?
Yeah, I played guitar. I sang on it. Or sang there. We had a big event there. And then...
Did you get his phone number?
I do. I think I do have his number. I did. I don't know if I still do.
Have you ever just like FaceTime Shaq when you were drunk? You're like, yeah, I got Shaq's phone number.
I FaceTimed Ric Flair drunk at 4 a.m. And me and my buddies were gator hunting. Me and my cousin and a buddy of ours were gator hunting. One of my buddies was like, FaceTime someone on your phone. And I'm like, Ric Flair's a wild man. You know, he'd understand if he saw this, and I would tell him. And then the next day I get a text message. Hey, buddy, saw you FaceTime me at 4. Are you okay?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's a good one. Michael Ray's a really nice guy. I don't know him. Except I know him, but I don't know him like a friend. I never hung out with him. But I've been with him in a few, and I'm always like, I don't know. He has a big tribal tattoo, and I automatically make base decisions on. And I'm like, I don't know if I'd be friends with somebody that has tribal tattoos, unless they're really in a tribe. Then I'd be like, that's awesome. But I'd be like, but then the time I'd spend with him, he's just a nice guy. It's weird. Don't you agree?
I love that dude. I love it.
And I know he did Ray wrong, apparently, but Ray's so wrong about stuff, too.
Yeah, I feel like Ray didn't remember that right.
And Ray may have been drunk. Because it was
Ray might have been. I think he was.
Ray was like, Michael Ray's on a party on his bus, and the bus wasn't there when we got there.
Yeah.
I mean, I was there. All y'all are talking about it like you were, too. That's the funny part.
We just know Michael Ray.
And we just know you.
Yeah, you guys know Michael Ray.
When you're drunk, you are so... You're out. You're blasting.
I wasn't drunk. I had pictures to prove it. Girls got his number. It was a whole thing.
Well, that guy is very nice. And so that's all I wanted to say. I like that guy. Never hung out with him. But, like, he's been over at the house doing interview stuff, and he hung out. He's cool. But is he single?
Yeah, he is. Oh. As far as I'm aware, I could be wrong.
Oh, you asked
that.
Him?
Oh. No, I did not ask him.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, here's Morgan talking to Luke Bryan about cowboys and plowboys.
How do you feel cowboys and plowboys should be taken?
Well, it's intended to uplift the differences yet similarities between cowboys and plowboys and how they're able to interact in social settings, life settings, and how am I doing with this?
You see where I'm going with this? Wait, so which one of you is the cowboy and which one's the plowboy?
I mean, I'm a damn plowboy.
I'm going to be honest with you, Luke. I don't know the difference between the two.
I'm speechless.
Am I supposed to? Is this like an obvious thing?
Well,
that
you should look at John Party and kind of be like, well, that's a cowboy.
I hear you. I just was so curious about the song because, like, you hear cowboys and plowboys and it could go a lot of ways.
Trying to figure out if you're tripping or I'm tripping.
I think we both are.
Okay.
It does feel like it could be a romantic song, too.
Sure. Cowboys and plowboys?
Sure.
Romantic?
Yeah.
There's some innuendos there for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Think about it, Amy.
I get that, but I don't see it as romance. I just see it as
potentially
awkward.
And what is a plowboy?
Somebody who plows a field.
But farmer. I feel like John
farmers
Party
and cowboys
plows.
He does.
So that's
so. I think cowboys can plow and plowboys can cow.
Mm. Wow.
Oh boy.
Wow.
Boom.
Yeah.
Check out all these interviews up on our stream, Bobby Bones Show, the podcast. CMA Awards live tonight, 8/7 Central on ABC. Goodbye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.